We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. In our call to worship, I want to take you to the little epistle of Philemon. Philemon is one of my favorite epistles from the pen of the Apostle Paul through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, because it reveals the heart of the gospel. It reveals the heart of the aging Apostle Paul for a slave who had escaped from his master and desirous for him to trust in Jesus Christ and leading him to a saving knowledge, and then telling this man, you have an obligation to go back to your master. But he said, I'm going to send you a letter. All right, I want to send you a letter explaining your situation now. And it's a very, very unique glimpse into responsibilities, a unique glimpse into the character of the gospel. But there is one aspect here that I want to emphasize with you as I read some verses here. In verse 13 it says, whom I would have retained with me, speaking of Onesimus, the servant, he said, I would have kept him with me and let him stay with me because he's been such an encouragement to me in my bonds, in my prison stay, that in my stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel. But without thy mind would I do nothing, that thy benefit should not be as it were of necessity, but willingly. Here the Apostle Paul says, I would have kept him. Now, he's an apostle. He could have used his authority and said, I'm keeping your former slave. I'm keeping it with me because he's a Christian now. He can be an encouragement here. And he would have had every right to do so. But this is what he desired. He said, I'm going to send him back to you because I would not do anything without your mind. I would rather hear from you and your willingness for this to happen, for him to stay with me, rather than me telling you this is what I want done. Now, what a picture here of the graciousness of the Apostle Paul. He could have exercised his will and said, he's staying with me. That's what I want. That's what I'm going to have. But he didn't do that. How did he react? He said, I'm sending him back because there are responsibilities here that need to be played out, number one. Number two, I want you to have the benefit of the blessing of this Christian servant who now knows the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. But also, relationships with other Christians demand respect and understanding. Amen? I mean, this was an apostle, granted. But he said, I'm not going to do anything. I want you, if you do anything, I want it to be willingly on your part, because you are the master and he is the servant. And so I'm not going to step on that ground. A very, very important lesson here that we find. We live in a day and age where we like to exercise our will. We like to exercise our will. Now, if we do that in regard to God's will, amen. But when we exercise our will to get things for ourselves, to salve our desire with ordering something to be done without consideration of proper protocol. In this case, this was a runaway slave, and it demanded that this be made right, sending him back to his master. But also the idea that he wasn't going to use his authority for his own personal gain. What a lesson we have. That's the power of the gospel. The gospel breaks our will down to God's will, His will. That's the power of the gospel. The power of the gospel is not me getting what I want. It's God getting what He wants. And that's a far different way of thinking. That's a far different way of operating. We can use our authority and our power to get stuff for ourselves, or we can use our power and authority for God's glory and His gain. That's the difference. And so we see this aging apostle here who would have loved to have kept this man as an encouragement and help to him, but he said, you know what? Right is right. And I'm not going to do anything that would be a selfish thing for myself. I want to make sure that this man is helped. This servant is helped, that he go back to his master, make everything right. And if his master says, you know what, I want you to go back to Paul and help him out, then so be it. Selfishness has no place in the Christian life. May God help us to be humbled under His gospel. And may we be unselfishly rendered before Him so that His glory and that His praise is accomplished, not mine.